same way, Krishna's holy name has also a Swarup Shakti, that is Krishna Katha. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur made this point that Krishna will never be alone. He always comes with his beloved Srimati Radharani. In the same way, the holy name is not alone. He always comes with the Bhagavatam and the Krishna Katha. It is necessary because, you know, when we chant so much Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, we should be mindful of the person whose name we are chanting. We should know how is he, how does he feel, what is in his mind, what would please him, so that we can engage in his service. So I would like to just finish this holy katha. Maybe one day we will celebrate in Alachua. We did this in Goloka Dham. We started the holy festival by offering the deities who were on a swing on the lawn, the colors, and the pujari put a little colors on both Radha and Krishna's faces, and afterwards the devotees were coming forward to swing the deities, and after the swinging they would receive the maha kalas from the deities. You know, they would be colored in Krishna's Radha Krishna's color. And then at another station we gave them colors, and they could apply it lovingly and respectfully on those who were friends. Only at the end, the boys became a little bit temperamental, and then it spread into what you can see in these pictures which you have seen. But it's very important to know that the emotions which are behind holy and the spirit of word are very pure and very, let us say, yeah, loving. The colors, the true colors of love show during holy. So we have now the situation that Radha, who's glorified as being victorious in the battle of colors, is sad because Krishna has gone into some forest and cannot be found. So Vishakha, the very dear friend of Radha, cannot tolerate that her mistress, her beloved lady, is sad, and she knows the only thing which will cure Radha's sadness is to meet Krishna. Yes, you know so many things. No, I'm saying truthfully. She goes out and searches in the forest and sub-forests of Vrindavan until she comes at Subal. She meets Subal. And Subal, you remember, was the only Sakha who was still with Krishna. And Vishakha says, how is your friend? Subal says, terrible. He is sometimes sitting in the kunja, sometimes he's running away from the kunja, trying to find someone on the pathways of Vrindavan. I don't know what should be done. So Vishakha says, your friend is very fickle-minded. He may be this, but then he's that. And he's not honest. He is not straightforward. He is not qualified to meet Radha. My Radha is so good. Your friend is so bad. So I said, can we have another talk, please? And Vishakha said, there's only one way. This fickle-minded Krishna can meet my Radha. He must take to the ways of a yogi. Are, said Subal. He's already meditating. He's already in ashen color. That's not enough. he must be very strong yogi. So then I can lead him to Radha. So Subal goes to Krishna and says, there's a way to seek Radha. And Krishna says, you bring news how to meet Radha, yes? You must become a strong yogi. So, moments later, Krishna emerges from the kunj. But how does he look? Whoa. He looks so strong. There is one huge red bindi over his forehead. The top knot is very straight. He has a deerskin mat under his arm. He has one of these, you know, these gnarled tree things where those who chant japa, they rest their hand on so that the japa hand is not become tired even after 200 rounds or whatever. So he really, and he has big Rudraksha beads. No one has ever seen such tall size Rudraksha beads. Krishna comes and looks very serious. Oh, Vishaka gets afraid. Subal says, where is Radha? Vishaka, I think maybe this gets a little bit too much here. He's so strong, a yogi. So Vishaka says, follow me. So when the Sakis, who are very sad because Radha is there in a dejected mood, and they surround Radha and they don't know what to say and what to do, when they see at the edge of their circle there is a strong yogi coming, they become very excited. Oh, Yogiraj, they say, please come closer. Maybe you can heal the sorrow of our lady love. And the yogi doesn't say a word. So Subal Saka says, he's a Muni yogi, he does not speak. Let me just get everything right here. So so one other gopi addresses Krishna. Oh, Tapasvi, where are you going? Wait and stay and purify Vrindavan Dharma. There is some cause of disconcern here. Something very wild went on and colors were thrown and the atmosphere seems to have gone a little out of bond. You must purify the atmosphere. So Chitra then brought an asana, but the yogi saw the asana there on the ground and he took his foot and with his toe he pushed the asana away, indicating that he does not sit on ordinary seats which are provided by the gopis. Instead, he rolls out his deerskin mat and he sits very firm on the deerskin mat, closes his eyes and meditates. But on what and whom does he meditate?
Radha.
Yes, I know so many things. So Radha sees Syam, but he is so much in the disguise of a Moni yogi. But for a moment it seems she is deceived also, and she offers her obeisances. The yogi just shakes his head like this. It doesn't speak. His top knot also begins to shake. but he does not speak. Only then suddenly he says, bum, bum, bum. Now the gopis go, wow, he's a bhakta yogi. He said, bum, bum, bum. And Lalita, knowing that Krishna is able to take any disguise, is deciding now to test the yogi. She comes forward and says, oh Siddha, yogi, you must be a perfected soul. Tell me then what is in my heart. Oh, Krishna sits with closed eyes. And he opens his eyes, and all the gopis go, help! He looks so strong. He's a strong yogi. And then Krishna begins to speak in a voice which is the voice of a strong yogi. He says, I usually do not stay with ladies, nor do I speak to ladies. But this is a special circumstance, because there is great grief here. You who have asked this question, please know, you think only of one thing, how to bring a golden girl together to her bluish complexion lover. Lalita, it's true. These were my truthful thoughts. Krishna is silent and again meditates. So they all know this is a Paka Siddha Muni Yogi. And there is no doubt any longer. Only Radha begins to understand who the yogi truly is. So Radha explains, oh Lalita, he is told what is in my heart, but this is not very difficult, because my heart is melted with love. And as soon as Krishna hears these words, he understands that the loving anger which made Radha smudge him is over. And he becomes very relieved in his heart. And then Radha says, it appears to me that he is nobody else than Sri Hari. And this, the gopis go, wow! And they begin to understand the ruse. They jump up and they attack. They move towards the yogi with menacing expressions. You know, I don't know the English word. Menacing expression. And Krishna says, it's not paka for a yogi to stay amongst ladies, especially not if there's so many and he's all alone. And he quickly rolls up his deer skin and wants to make an exit, but they surround Krishna. They immediately shave his hair and the top hat. They take a round away the Rudraksha piece. They wipe the bindi away, and one gopis whose eyes is very restless put with her soft hands pink color and was throwing it on Krishna, and it started all over again. And the gopi said, oh king of the cheetahs, try one more mischief and then we will really give it to you. At this moment your father cannot save you from the and also your friend Madhu Mangal, who is so restless, cannot protect you with his stage. We have taken it away from him. There is only one way for you. And now comes something which you must know if you want to understand Krishna and Radha. Krishna is an extended subject matter. For some, he is the universal form. For others, he is the Brahman. For the meditating yogis, he is who? Paramatma, in the heart, yes. For the Hare Krishna devotees, he's a distant god. Sorry, I shouldn't say these things. For the residents of Vrindavan, he's a very close, loving lord who loves to dance in pastimes of love with his devotees. He's the flute player. He's special because he's surrounded by these loving devotees who have extraordinary prema for him. He performs the most wonderful pastimes, like lifting Govardhan Hill and providing shelter for all his devotees. Krishna is, and more than anything, for some devotees, he is the beloved of Radharani. So you have to ask the question, everyone worships God, either as the universal form, the Brahman, the Paramatma, the distant God who is still only a concept, or the playful Lord of Vrindavan, who is with his beloved devotees. They all worship Krishna in some way. Whom does Krishna worship? Radharani, you know so, you know everything. By the way, this lecture was only about Krishna and Radharani, so it's not so difficult. So, yes. So then the gopis tell him, O yogi, O beloved king of Braj, O beloved of Radha's heart, please, you have been defeated the second time by the cleverness of us gopis. There's only one way open to you. And Krishna says, what is that? You must pay your obeisances to the pinkish lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. And if she accepts you, then only can you be saved. And Krishna, with tears of love trickling down his face, love, why? Because he loves to be defeated and outwitted by his dearest devotees. He pays his obeisances to Srimati Radharani. And as Radharani sees him at his lotus feet, he gets highly uncomfortable and begins to breathe very falteringly, and so on. Then Lalita takes Krishna and helps him to dress as Krishna. What is Krishna's preferred dhoti color? Why? It's the color of Radharani. Yes, yes. And Lalita hands Krishna his yellow pitambara, but his hands are so shaking that he can't put on his pitambara. Lalita does it for him. And then the divine couple meet all alone in a kuncha. But here, those who tell the Leela say, I cannot describe, says Gadadhar Bhatta, what happened in the Nikunja, because this Leela should not be sung in public. It can only be meditated upon. I pay my obeisances to Nita Gauranga, to all the Goswamis of Vrindavan, to Swarup Goswami. Meditation on Radha Madhava is the only way for the soul to be satisfied. keeping Rupa and Swarup in my heart, I have written this composition about the holy Leela of Radha and Krishna. Who is this Gadadhara? He lived outside of Braj, but he penned many songs about Radha and Krishna. Once Jiva Goswami was coming down the steps of the temple, Radha Govinda temple in Vrindavan, and at the base of the steps there was a sadhu who was singing one of the songs of Gadadhara Bhatta. The song said, "My heart is the color of Siam." Others say that Siam leaves the village of Vrindavan in the morning. I do not know what they are talking about, because my heart is the color of Siam, and for me Siam is always there. Jiva Goswami heard this song and said, "Who composed this?" The sadhu said, one saint called Gadadhara Bhatta. "Where does he live?" said Jiva Goswami. "Well, somewhere in Andhra Pradesh, I heard," said the sadhu. And Jiva Goswami said, "Find me this Gadadhara Bhatta. You only need, you give him a page." And he wrote on a page of paper something which was not longer than what you find here. It was in Sanskrit. So the sadhu himself was old and could not go, but he found two messengers and they went through all of Andhra Pradesh, and finally they came to one village, and there was a sadhu taking a bath from a well. And they asked, is in this village a saint called Gadadhara Bhatta? The sadhu said, "Why do you ask?" They said, we have a letter for Gadadhara Bhatta from Jiva Goswami from Vrindavan." The sadhu fainted on the spot. A letter from Vrindavan had arrived. He must have been wet with a wet gamsha. So when he woke up, he said, "Show me this letter." And in this letter, there was only one verse, one handwritten verse, four lines in Sanskrit. When this Gadadhara Bhatta read the verse, he screamed in ecstasy, and I don't know if he dried himself, I don't know if he dressed himself, he was dressed in a paka gamsha, no problem, but he started to run towards Vrindavan. I think he must have had made some pauses on the way, but this is not described. He ran to Vrindavan and he took shelter in the Radha Govinda temple. Mm-hmm. Do you know what this verse said? "You cannot enter the taste of what is Krishna unless you go to Vrindavan, which is marked with the footprints of the dainty foot of the dainty steps of Radharani. You must go to Vrindavan where there is, if you want to enter the rasa, the taste of what is Siam. Because there in Vrindavan, you meet the dear devotees of Radharani, who talk about Radharani only." And there was one third thing which marks Vrindavan. So when Gadadhara Bhatta, who had earlier said, my heart is colored the color of Siam, when he got this letter, he said, "You can only have the Siam color in your heart, the Siam Ranga." when you go to Vrindavan. And he read the verse and immediately made his way to Vrindavan, where he became the disciple of Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, one of the six Goswamis. And it is him, a great devotee, who has composed this particular Leela, which you have heard today. I tried to bring it to your ears and hope that some of it went into your hearts. I'm very unqualified for this, but even if a fool gives out drops of Charanamrita, the Charanamrita may or will certainly have its effect. So in the same way, I hope that even though I have talked about this Leela, because it's so sweet, that this drops of Charanamrita has reached your heart in some way and colored it. And next time you go to Holi, please do remember that it is not what is the English, but boisterous play, where your male and female aggressiveness gets a so-called religious expression. Remember the original Holi in the spiritual world, which is an exchange of love, where love shows its true colors. Shrimati Radha Rani ki jai. Yeah.